Today, our retreat will focus on Satipatthana, four foundations of mindfulness. And before I start, there are a few things I need to remind you. For your retreat to be successful, I hoped all of you keep silent. There's no frivolous talk, no useless talk, no unbeneficial talk during this retreat. If you talk uselessly, then when people see you talking, they will join in, and more people will participate in talking rather than meditating. So please be more disciplined. Secondly, you must have loving kindness to all the participants here. Do not get angry with anyone in the retreat, although you may get disturbed sometimes. So try to have loving kindness to everybody in this hall during this retreat. When your mind gets angry with anyone or anything, then your meditation will get upset. Okay? To protect your meditation, please radiate boundless love to everyone in this retreat. So these are the two things that I would like you to remember. Okay, so today our concern, our topic is four foundations of mindfulness. I would like to give a story in Sanyutta Nikaya, Satipatthana Sanyutta first. One day, there was a quail, a small bird, a quail. She stepped out from her resort. Her resort is a field covered by a cloth of earth. So when she stepped astray outside her own resort, at that time, an eagle saw her, and an eagle in the sky swooped down and seized this quail. And this quail cried, said, "I am so unlucky. I was caught because I strayed outside my own resort. If I were to stay in my own resort, I will not be defeated by this eagle." And the eagle asked her, "What is your resort?" And the quail, the bird, said, "My resort is a field covered by a cloth of earth." Then the eagle said, very proud of her own strength, and told the quail, "I will let you free. Then I will seize you again." Then the eagle released the quail, and the quail quickly went to her resort. There is a field covered with the cloth of earth. And she stood on the higher part of that cloth and talked to the eagle. I'm here. Seize me. And the eagle, very proud of herself, very proud of her own strength, swooped down from the sky and shattered or broke her breast right on the spot. Her breath hit the clot of the earth and died on the spot. So this is the story talked by the Buddha. So first, the quail, the bird. Why the bird was caught, was seized by the eagle? Why? Because she strayed out from her own resort. What is a resort? A clot covered, a field covered by a clot of earth. So this simile is trying to say, if we, a practitioner, stray outside our own resort, we will meet with calamity like the quail. So what is the resort of a practitioner? The four foundations of mindfulness. As a practitioner, we have to move in our own resort. That is, our mind must be always contemplating in regard of this, of the body, feeling, mind, and phenomena. If we let loose our mind, or our mind are not dwelling in these four foundations of mindfulness, then we will meet with calamity, like the quail being seized by an eagle. And the eagle is compared to five cords of sensual pleasures. These five cords of sensual pleasures are very powerful. It can attack our mind at any time when we are not mindful. And these five cords of sensual pleasures are the form that is agreeable, lovely, sensually enticing, and the sound that is lovable, agreeable, and sensually enticing, the smell, the taste, the tangible, and the mental object that is lovely, agreeable, and sensually enticing. So these five cords of sensual pleasures are compared to a strong, powerful eagle waiting to attack us at all times when we are not mindful of the four foundations of mindfulness. Similarly, in this retreat, we will practice this four foundation of mindfulness so that we will get protected by the Mara, by the evil one, or by the Mara of defilements. So what are the four foundations of mindfulness? Buddha said, a practitioner draw contemplating body in body, ardent, clear comprehending, mindful, having put aside covetousness and displeasures in regard of the world. And a practitioner draws feelings in feelings, mind in mind, phenomena in phenomena, ardent mean with effort, clearly comprehending, mindful, having put aside covetousness and displeasure in regard in the world. So before you start the four foundation of mindfulness, you have to put aside covetousness, which is greed. You have to put aside the greed, the attachment to your family members, to your business, to your profession, to all your likes in your life. Put aside for 5 days first. As well as you have to put aside this pleasure, which is anger, ill will. Put aside the ill will towards things, towards your belief, towards your enemy, or towards anybody you do not like. Put aside the craving and the ill will of the mind. Only then your mind can be settled down on the four foundations of mindfulness. And today we will start with the contemplation of the body by way of Anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing for today. Tomorrow we will start contemplation of feeling. So we have 5 days. Each day we will practice one foundation. For contemplation of my Anapanasati, I will play the tips because my throat is very painful. And after that, I will play the tip where I talk in USA about the benefit of walking meditation. And for today, walking meditation, you practice mindfulness of breathing, or you can aware of the bodily movement during walking meditation. So two, either you concentrate on your breath without care about your footstep, or secondly, you forget the breath, mindful of your footstep. Both ways are fine. And both ways are taught by the Buddha. So you choose which way you feel comfortable. And after you listen to the talk of benefit of walking, you will appreciate walking meditation more. Okay? Thank you.